This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Chinette Brand. Chinette Brand makes premium disposable tableware for all of life's gatherings. Visit mychinette.com to find out more. Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. Geico, go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Modern Fertility. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off their test when you go to modernfertility.com/offthevine, and that means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Ring, this holiday season, deck the halls, walls, doors, and windows with the best deals of the year on the award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/OTV to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And OxiClean. Work your magic with OxiClean White Revive. Visit myoxiclean.com for cleaning tips and tricks. Okay, real quick, can you guys believe it's mid-freaking November already? Thanksgiving is coming up quickly, at least for the Americans out there. And then Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is you might celebrate. And then for a lot of us, that means spending some quality time with our friends and family. And that definitely means plenty of food and drinks. And that's where Chinette comes in. Chinette is a people-focused brand that provides all the premium disposable tableware you need when you're gathering for the holidays or pretty much any other occasion. They've actually been a part of American culture for over 90 years, providing durable plates, cutlery, cups, and table covers for cookouts, birthdays, baby showers, you name it. Chinette really does provide whatever you need when you're gathering, especially if you're the one hosting, because they make it so easy to clean up. They have products like their Chinette Classic, Chinette Crystal, and Chinette Comfort, so you can find whatever it is you need, whether you're going after an elegant look or need some cups with sleeves for those warm drinks. No bends, leaks, and they are made with at least 80% recycled materials, which is amazing. Make sure to stock up and have Chinette on hand for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or whatever it is you're celebrating. Visit mychinette.com to find out more. Hey everyone, really quickly, Straight Talk Wireless has now rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with no contract, all on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, available at Walmart and walmart.com. 5G capable device required, actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Caitlin Bristow's podcast, Off the Vine. Take it away, Brie.
Wine. Lots of wine.
Hey, B on the mic, turn it up, let's go. Hey, Ramen, Pino, ready for the show? Everyone's welcome, so come on in, because OTV is about to begin, hey.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. She's back on the pod as a mama of two. Sean Johnson East, who last joined Jason and I on a double date podcast episode with her husband, Andrew, when they had their first baby, who was only 3 months old at the time. Well, she has since welcomed little baby boy to their family to make them a proud little fam of four. And she shares the highs and lows, the hilarious situations you get into with motherhood, how motherhood has changed her, how her and Andrew keep their relationship strong, but also shares that it's not all butterflies and daisies. We also chatted a little bit about her past experience on the USA Olympic gymnastics team and all of the other news that gained the media attention it deserved this year. Please enjoy my podcast with Sean. Gosh, you look so nice.
Thank you. I'm like freaking out over light right now. I'm like,
oh gosh. No, you look so cute. And like, I look like I just rolled out of bed, because I did.
Oh, your lighting is amazing. So it looks, you look flawless.
Oh, thank you. It's, I have a huge ring light. You know what's funny is sometimes the dog will cross and like knock off the like the plug, and it'll come out, and suddenly I'm like so exposed. It's like, oh god, this is what I really look like.
Yeah,
so funny. Okay, well, you look great. I mean, how does a mom of two with so much going on still have time to put on makeup and do her hair for my podcast? What do you have going on today?
I did my hair 3 days ago, so this is, it wasn't a top knot that I somehow just threw down. Haven't showered in probably a week, and the makeup was like a 4 minute, I hope this looks fine. You look close to pretty trashy look. So the answer is I don't have time. I just try to find a couple minutes.
You have definitely pulled off the look. Like, you know, that's like some pro mom shit right there. Like, you're like, no, this hair is from a week ago. This makeup took me 4 minutes. And yeah, you've made it work. You look great.
you have two babies now. The last time I saw you, you just have little Drew. Actually, I knew you were pregnant before a lot of people because I came over to your house and you were like, I can't drink. And I was like,
Yes. You are engaged. Congratulations.
So much has happened in the last year. It's nuts. Thank you for saying that. I don't know if you have any wedding tips of planning advice, anything. I will take it all because we just keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and being like, what's going to happen with COVID? Like where's the world going to be in a year? Or how do we even decide on a wedding planner to get the ball rolling? Like it's been nuts.
There's a lot. I would say a wedding planner changes the game. You don't have to think about a lot of things. Yeah. And there are so many things that are such an extra cost that I think are personally unnecessary. Like I got rid of chair pads, literally pads that everybody would sit on. And I saved like $5,000.
Stop.
Yeah.
Chair pads.
I was like, no guest needs a pad. They can be uncomfortable. I don't care.
How I'm going to be. I feel like I'm going to be like cutthroat about what, like, I don't care about the linens. I don't care about like, what did Minnie say? What kind of chair pads are worth $5,000?
None.
How many people did you have at your wedding?
We had a lot. We had too many. Not too many, because we loved every single one. But my husband is one of five. Like each of his parents are one of five. So like his family alone was like 200. Oh, wow. We had like almost 400 people.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be crazier than that. I'm invited to a wedding that's on November 13th. Well, Ben Higgins, who is the bachelor. Yeah. And I think they have like 500 people going to their wedding.
Yeah. Well, it racks up so fast because you have 50 friends and that equals 100 because everybody brings a fun.
Yeah.
And we were those people where we told some people they weren't allowed to bring a friend.
So that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, hey, you got to do what it's your wedding, not anyone else's. So that's, and now, you know, married, two babies. I know, like having one, you were saying it was going to test the relationship. How is it having two with the, you know, that's a lot. That's a big job.
It's a lot. I actually think that's one of the things nobody tells you about. Like they prepare you for postpartum and baby and like pregnancy, but nobody tells you that it's actually hard on your relationship. Babies are really hard on a relationship. And it's kind of scary because like you're sharing your spouse with someone, and someone explained it to me the best the other day. They said, when you have a baby, you no longer have to work through your fights with your husband. Because you can go get your cuddles and like your comfort from your baby.
Yeah.
So you can just be mad at him forever.
You're like, I don't even care because I can go snuggle my babies and feel loved.
Yeah. So which makes it really hard. And especially now with two, he's got someone and I have someone. So it just takes a lot of work and like parenting styles. I don't know if you and Jason fight over your dogs at all and like how you raise them or take care of them. But Andrew and I fought over the dogs. So we obviously fight over the babies. So.
But wait, okay. Well, I think, no, you're right. We do have disagreements on dog stuff. Yeah. And even just like, you know, if I have to be gone for a couple months, like that is now up to him to watch the dogs and he doesn't have an option. And so if he has to go somewhere, then we have to agree on where they go and who takes care of them. And there's so much that goes into it. So I can only imagine when they're two little humans that you've grown together and that the kind of things you'd have to work through with children and a dog.
Yep. It's like a dog times a million. I was the crazy person that thought I wouldn't be able to love my babies as much as I love my dog.
Okay, good. I'm just as crazy.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That was a legitimate fear I have. And I can tell you, you do. And it changes. I still love my dog as my first fur baby and baby in my family. Yep. But like my babies are my babies. It does. It just like takes it up a notch when you disagree about like a discipline issue or like a which in-laws are going to watch them or which babysitter. I mean, it's a whole thing.
I mean, it is a whole thing. And two people who, even if they get along so well and have the same values and same goals for your kids, like it is impossible. And I actually wanted to say this. I have this written down way later in my notes, but I'm going to bring it up now because it works with the conversation. But somebody was like, ask her how, like, what do they have to work on? What struggles do they have? Because online, everybody sees you as like couple goals and everything seems so perfect. And they said, but what are your guys' challenges?
our challenge, and we try to be like really open with this on like our podcast, because I do. My biggest pet peeve is showing just perfection on social media because it's completely false. But I think my husband and I's like hardest struggle that we work on, especially after babies, is we get so disconnected, like especially now that we're like man on man. I feel like I never see my husband. And when I do see him, we're working. So we're coworkers, which makes us like really edgy with each other. And so it's always like, I always tell him I get really tired of feeling like mom and coworker, and I feel like I get lost as wife. Wow. And so I'll see him like hanging out with our employees, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had that relationship with him. And I'm like, wait, that's my husband. What? And not like it's a weird one. I don't mean it that way, but it's just, we get very disconnected, and it takes a while naturally after babies to kind of figure out how to get back in the rhythm of like being best friends and being husband and wife. And I think that's
hard. Yeah. Cause well, I mean, you guys have so many different platforms. So I think some people just see Instagram, which is obviously a highlight reel for most people, but you have a podcast where you have another platform to talk about and be honest with, you know, struggles or things that are going on in your relationship. You have YouTube, you have like TikTok, you know, you've got so many different avenues to share your relationship. So sometimes people only, you know, see Instagram and think, oh, it's so perfect. And I know you'd always talked about implementing like date nights into your routine when you just had one baby, you know, keep the relationship strong and healthy and not let it fall in the back burners for babies. But that's also really hard when you have these two little humans that you got to keep alive and be parents and show up as parents, that it's, how do you find time to even implement a date night in there?
So we still are doing date night. We still did it right after we had our son. I will say though, it's been funny and annoying for both of us. We like will come home from our date night like pissed at each other, because it's truly the only time we get to truly like talk and be together one-on-one. And so it usually ends up like airing out dirty laundry from like the week before. And we're like, ah, I just wanted to come here and hang out and have a good time. I didn't want to like talk about this. But it is like our time where we're slowly like working to get back to us. But that it is, we made that rule before we had our daughter that we were going to still do date nights, even if it was hard and even if we didn't want to, but we have a babysitter every Thursday night to kind of let us have that time.
Well, that, do you guys usually just go to a restaurant, or like, what's your date night look like?
Yeah. We usually go to the same exact restaurant, which is like a mile from our house. Perfect. And drink wine and have the same meal, but it's just like routine. It's just what we're coming with.
Yes. But that's kind of what life has to become, is when you have kids and you're both working so much and together, and you have to have a routine. Like even if you schedule sex, like that makes sense to me.
I never thought like I'd be one of those people, but you actually have to become that person when you have kids. Otherwise you have kids wandering into your bedroom. You're not like prepared. It's just like, oh shoot, I forget. Like, what is this? Who are you?
Yeah. You really do have to schedule it.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. I don't even have kids yet. And that I think about that all the time. And I think it's because I'm surrounded with all my friends have kids. So like, I've just heard it all. I've heard everything from like scheduling sex to like, you know, some people don't have the luxury of like going on a date night. Like some of my girlfriends in Canada, they're still on like lockdown in a COVID world over there and both working from home and having kids. Like, it's such a hard time to do that. But I love that you guys are still doing that every Thursday. And that is tough though, when I think about it, because you don't have time to even argue sometimes or disagree, and things get buried. Things get buried that you need to air out, and that might come out in a date night, but also when else will it come out? So sometimes that is okay too.
Well, and our like number one rule within our relationship is transparency. So we don't believe in harboring. If there is anything that bothers you, you bring it up and you talk about it, because we've seen what it's done to like people when you like truly are bottle something up. And so, our date nights have become just venting sessions, which is great. I feel bad for like the waitresses that come over. I'm like, I'm sorry. We do love each other. We really do.
That's so funny.
Just bring more wine, okay?
Yeah, just feed us wine and our meal and we're going to be okay. This is our time. Let us have it. Okay, you guys, with the most rental listings anywhere, and yes, anywhere, you guys, there's no wrong way to get into your right place on apartments.com. For instance,
You could latch a little tablet to the wall, throw magnetic darts at the rental search map. That sounds pretty fun, actually. Or you could lather your phone screen in peanut butter and let your furry roommate lick their way to a tasty new pet-friendly place. That sounds like something Ramen or Pino would do. Or you could use a tablet like a spirit board, call upon your beloved late Nana so she gets to say to, I'm not judging here. And now Apartments.com even offers virtual tours so you can explore your potential place from anywhere with an internet connection. At a bar, on a bad first date, knock yourself out. On a tandem bike pedaling along the beach, not advisable, but certainly possible. Around base camp at Mount Everest, okay, that's nearing the summit of all ways you can search. Personally, I'm from my couch kind of gal. From the tried and true methods and the virtually enhanced techniques to the downright unorthodox approaches, you're bound to discover that special somewhere to call your own on apartments.com. And honestly, being able to search from anywhere is the best. No more spending days driving around from place to place only to find out it's not your place. Check out apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place.
Do you own or rent your own home? Sure you do. Bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. What if I told you that you could get important fertility insight without going to the doctor or even leaving your home? You know how hard I tried to avoid leaving my house when I have downtime? Well, Modern Fertility makes that possible with easy at-home fertility hormone testing. So Modern Fertility is the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with just a simple little finger prick. Then you mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. And I'm sure some of you know this from experience, but traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000. Modern Fertility, on the other hand, only costs $159 to get the same information. And even better, if you go to modernfertility.com/offthevine, you can get $20 off your test. Also, if you have HSA or FSA, you can use those dollars on Modern Fertility. So you'll get insight into how many eggs you have, your hormone levels, and the other important fertility factors and info. The results actually go so deep into what every hormone means, and you can even talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and go over options for next steps. So if you want kids today or maybe one day in the future like I do, you will have all the info you need to make the decision that's best for you. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/offthevine. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/offthevine. modernfertility.com/offthevine.
What has motherhood taught you that maybe you didn't expect?
That everything is so small, like every issue is so small. I remember before kids, I cared so much what people thought of me. I cared so much about like the mistakes I had made. I regretted so many things. I wanted to do life differently. And I was like, oh, I wish I was a different person. And there's just so many thoughts that consume you.
Yeah.
And after you have a kid, you just realize, and I don't mean like this in an offensive way to anybody, but you remember, you realize just like how selfish you can be. Mm-hmm. And with a kid, there's no time for that. So You don't care what you look like going out in public. You don't care what clothes you're wearing, if you've got puke on you. You really don't care what your babies think and how to be a good parent. And I also look back at like my past and everything that I've done, every stupid decision I made. And I'm like, I'm actually glad I did that because now I can teach my babies to be better. And it just gives a purpose to everything.
That's so true. And that's such a great perspective to look at life that way, because who hasn't done stupid stuff and who hasn't learned from doing that stupid stuff and then been able to process, okay, I don't want my kid making the same mistake that I did. How can I teach them to do better? That's truly what makes a good parent is someone who has made mistakes and gone through it all and wanted to learn from it. So I like that perspective. That's really good. Between you and Andrew, who plays good cop and who plays bad cop?
I don't know. I feel like we go back and forth. I would say probably Andrew. Andrew can enforce stuff easier. I become more of a sucker and I'm like, but we just don't need to right now. Like we're in the middle of taking away our 2-year-old's pacifier. which is like a whole thing. And my husband's like, oh, just take it from her today and she'll be fine tomorrow. And I'm like, no, she'll like cry. She's sad. So I say it's probably Ander. He's just got tougher skin for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I feel like Jason and I would be the exact same way. I can see that dynamic. Is Jet similar to Drew when she was a baby, or are they completely different kids?
I feel like they're completely different. He is like angel child. I don't know how we got so lucky. And
really?
We would have been lucky with any child. Are you
kidding? Right. Of course.
He is an angel child. He sleeps 12 hours a night. He doesn't really cry. He just smiles all the time. Drew is in love with him. He's an angel child.
Wow. Oh, that's so nice. Does Drew like understand that she's a big sister?
She does. And she has been obsessed with him up until like this week. I don't know what happened this week.
Something shifted.
And she's like all of a sudden really jealous, which she hasn't shown jealousy since we brought him home. But this week she's been like super, she'll be like, dad, hold butter. And she'll like take my hand and like take me to another room. And she's like, I want mama. And I'm like, oh my
gosh. Really?
Yeah. It's so sweet. But
both of your kids are in diapers, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is, but it also isn't. I totally get how people are like, oh, two under two is so much. But you're already in the baby phase. So it's truly all we know.
That's true. That is all you know.
Yeah. And I also say we're really lucky, and I'm really lucky because my husband is so hands-on. I'm so hands-on that it really makes it just like we each have one full-time, which is great.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I feel like at this point, you are pretty much a household name for anyone who's ever been into watching the Olympics, especially gymnastics, obviously. But for anyone who is unfamiliar with your story, can you give us a little recap on when you competed, what you achieved, and then when you kind of, I guess it's called retiring.
So I started gymnastics when I was 3. I was a psycho child that thought I could fly. I made and had a lot of stitches and staples because of it. Oh, I made the USA national team when I was 12.
Wow.
The USA Olympic team at 16. I won 4 Olympic medals. Bad that I can't remember. 3 were silver and 1 was gold. That was in 2008 in Beijing, China. I tried to go again and make the 2012 team. I got injured right before, just kind of lost heart for the sport and retired in 2012 at 19.
Wow. That is so crazy. Okay. So athletes live very disciplined lifestyles. Like, how was that being 12 years old? I mean, you'd obviously trained until you were 12, but to go into the Olympics, like, were you a very disciplined person, or did you have to learn that from being an athlete?
I am very type A. So I think part of it is already just wired that way.
Yeah.
And then 2, it's really hard to like articulate, but I feel like it's also easier for kids because as a kid, you're so naive to so much. Your brain isn't filled with all the unnecessary stuff that we think about and worry about as adults.
Yeah.
So for me, my passion at that age was gymnastics. And I truly just loved it more than anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you could call it discipline, but it was also just a kid that was obsessed with something.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you'd have to be, in order to fully immerse yourself in that lifestyle, you kind of have to be obsessed with it and enjoy it that much as well to want to do it to that level. Yeah. And I don't know if it's anything like I grew up obviously dancing, not on any kind of Olympic level, but it was still like this very like routine, like hard work, hard on the body. And also your body has to be built in certain ways. For me, growing up in the ballet world, it was like, if somebody told you you look healthy, they were calling you fat. You were like, no, I need to be a certain weight. Was that tough as a gymnast to feel like you needed to have a certain amount of muscle while still going through puberty and, you know, comparing yourself to other gymnasts and women and people of your age?
We could talk about this for the next century.
Yeah.
Yes. That's something I struggled with a lot. I'm very passionate about. I went to college and learned physiology and nutrition because I got so messed up from it and psychology. Wow. Because I was at such an elite level, and I don't mean that in a bragging manner, but with the elite level comes such pressure.
Yes.
And so much stuff has come out about gymnastics and just elite athletics that is very unhealthy that I think it's changed. Right. So this is all good stuff. But for me, being at such an elite level, there were no resources for us when it came to psychology and nutrition. Mm-hmm. And all I knew at that time where the sport was judges favored very, very thin ballet-like styled gymnasts. And mm-hmm. I was a type of gymnast that really hadn't been a part of the gymnastics world yet. Mm-hmm. I was very muscular. I was very strong. I was very powerful. And I did not have that ballet look. And I was told it very often. Yeah. And I was just like reminded on a daily basis that the more I could look like an osteolucan, the better I'll perform. And at that age, because I didn't have anybody to really teach me and guide me and how to do that properly, mm-hmm. or tell me like, honey, your body's not made for that.
Right.
I took every measure you could possibly imagine to try to look like that. I starved myself. I worked out way too much. I would go sit in the sauna for an hour after I worked out for 6 hours. And I just did all of these things. Wow. And it was something I struggled with for a long time, because I then became a normal human after I retired.
Yeah.
And I had that same mindset. And it took me, I mean, I obviously still struggle with it. You have lingering side effects of that, I think. But I worked with therapists and nutritionists for almost 10 years before I felt like I could truly walk around everyday life and not be consumed by it, which is crazy.
That's actually really fascinating. And I'm really proud of you for obviously taking those steps to do that. Cause a lot of people would just bury that or continue mm-hmm. or not like to continue to work on yourself for that many years is like probably the most important thing you ever did in your life until having kids.
Mm-hmm.
But to invest in yourself like that and like, not even just like go to therapy, but understand nutrition and how the body works in order to have a whole other perspective on what your body should do and can do and will do compared to what it looks like mm-hmm. is really cool that you did that. And that it, you know, some people are like struggling right now in mm-hmm. probably listening in their bodies and think like 10 years to work on yourself. That seems like such a long time, but really you should work on yourself every year for the rest of time and feeling like you have a healthy mindset about your body and who you are and what you look like. And it's also tricky because does it bother you, or because I know you guys are so, you tease each other about mm-hmm. how short you are and how tall yeah. Andrew is, and you do funny TikToks. Does it bother you at all that that's like become something that you kind of have to just point out anyways for yourselves? Otherwise everyone else will do it for you.
Yes. Andrew knows like every boundary that I have. He knows basically that I can wave the white flag at any point, given like my past. And he's very, very respectful of that. There are times just when I have a weaker day where he'll take a picture or I'll take a picture and he'll post it. And I'll be like, babe, there's something about it that I don't like. And mm-hmm. I know you love it. I know you love how I like everything, but it's making me feel a certain way. Can we just take it down?
Yep.
So we definitely have boundaries around that, but I love, that's one of my favorite things about my husband is he truly makes me feel loved for who I am and not what I look like or, you know, titles or anything.
Yep.
And I think when he and I like poke fun at each other, it's a form of how we love each other.
Yeah.
And it almost makes me feel more confident, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because you're like, I know I am loved. Yeah. First of all, you've worked on loving yourself, which is the most important. And then you also know that you are loved from your husband. I totally get what you're saying. I feel like the more transparent or open you are about your own struggles or insecurities or certain things that people are going to point out, the more you own it.
Yeah. Well, and, you're like, and I think there's like a sense of pride in myself when I'm able to like joke about myself.
Yeah.
Because in the back of my head, I'm like, ooh, I could never do that before. And I actually mean it. And I really get proud, which just sounds crazy, but
that sounds actually kind of beautiful. Like that just shows your growth of like working on yourself, you know, like there's some points I'll have in my life where I look back and I'll be like, if that was me 5 years ago, I would have gone into a spiral. Yeah. I would have not been okay. And the fact that I'm not only just like letting it go, but maybe even laughing at it or owning it just shows your own self growth, which is the coolest thing in the world.
Yes. I agree. That,
and that must change your whole mind on like how you're going to raise a daughter too. Like, you know, like in the world that we live in, I think our generation of women are going to raise such strong, independent women, which is really cool to think about.
I think so too. It's one of the things that I'm most scared about in having a girl, but also most excited about.
Yeah.
I see in her the potential for everything that I went through. And so I'm hyper focused and like hyper aware of all of that. Mm-hmm. And so from little, like we do like these little costume try-ons where I'm like, oh, you need to go look in the mirror. You look so beautiful. Or like,
yeah.
But it's with every different possible, like even when she wakes up in the morning, I'm like, you are so beautiful. And aww. She'll have like the craziest hair you could ever imagine. And she'll even say it. I'm like, it's so beautiful. And
yeah,
I will spend my life making sure she is as strong as possible.
I love that. And I have full confidence that you will do that.
All right, we're going to pause the podcast to talk about Straight Talk. 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get on it. Not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, with plans starting at just $35 a month and no contract, all on America's best networks. Plus, get the latest smartphones from brands like Samsung, or you can bring your own phone and just keep your number and 5G network just by swapping your SIM card. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Available at Walmart and walmart.com. 5G capable, device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Keep your own phone requires a compatible unlocked phone, and Straight Talk KYOP kit may need to change phone's APN settings. Okay, Vinos, let's take a second to talk about Ring. Not the one on my finger, even though I'd like to talk about that, but the one on my door. Everyone knows about the Ring video doorbell, but did you know that Ring also makes an award-winning alarm? Ring Alarm is such a great way to provide safety to you, your family, your loved ones. I know that having this alarm gives me such peace of mind, especially when I'm out of town, which seems to be constant these days. And now that the holidays are coming up, I know a lot of people are going to be traveling, and it's the perfect time to get it set up. It's also more than just security. The Ring Alarm protects your home from fire, freeze, and flood, too. And flooding is a real problem here in Nashville. It's not only powerful, but it's affordable too, and you can easily set it up yourself or use Ring's team to do it for you. And one of my favorite things, it is connected to your phone through the Ring app, so you can get notified if anything is detected. Plus, Ring Alarm works seamlessly with all of your other Ring products, like their security cameras, so you can see what's happening both inside and outside your home. This holiday season, deck the halls, walls, doors, and windows with the best deals of the year on the award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/OTV to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. That's ring.com/OTV.
I'm sure everybody asks you this, but do you think that you'll put your kids in gymnastics?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. There's so many thoughts behind it. I love gymnastics. I think it is an amazing sport for kids because it teaches so much confidence and body awareness and just like agility. It's amazing.
Yeah.
However, the only thing I worry about with gymnastics is a very small sport in our country. I mean, it might seem big, but I could basically tell you every major gymnastics gym in the country, and I know every coach personally.
Right.
And so I truly don't believe there's any unbiased gym that I could ever take them to.
Yeah.
I don't think they could ever go to a gym and not be an Olympic gold medalist kid and have such expectation put on them. And I just don't think that's fair. They should be able to be absolutely miserable at gymnastics and be celebrated for it. And I don't think anywhere in the country would allow them to.
That's such a good point. It is. I mean, I don't know much about the sport, but I do feel like there's just there's so much to think about as a parent with any sport you put your kids in, or, you know, especially that you've been, you know, you lived, eat, sleep, breathe, like that was your life. So obviously you're going to know so much more about it. But, and I feel like, you know, of course this is still probably a bit of a sensitive situation, but everything that's come out in the world of gymnastics and the sexual abuse case and everything like that, like, what went through your mind when Simone removed herself from the Olympics for mental health reasons? Because that was so controversial. And I was like, I mean, we wanted to have you on during the Olympics, but you were on baby leave. So what were your thoughts during that? Because I'm sure you've seen or heard so many things through your life of living gymnastics.
I was really sad for her because it was for Olympics. I mean, she could have fell a million times on every event and still been the best in the world. She is by far the greatest gymnast I think we'll ever see in the history of our sport.
Wow.
Truly. I don't think she'll be touched. But what I loved about what she did is gymnastics for so long, even when I was in it, I was a very lucky one. Larry Nassar was my doctor for 20 years, but wow. I was very lucky. I was a lucky one.
Yeah.
I had an incredible coach. I was surrounded by incredible people. I truly had a good experience that way, but still within my experience, I learned firsthand that within that USA Gymnastics world, our priorities and our health and our mindset, everything never mattered ever.
Right. Right.
It was always the least important thing. It was basically, if you performed the best and you did good for them, you got praise. Wow. If anything jeopardized that, you were just gone.
Wow.
And something I loved, loved, loved seeing with Simone and what she did is she actually showed that she was in control. Mm-hmm. And she was experiencing something where she felt out of control, but yet she was able to make a choice for herself that protected herself. And not to be dramatic, but I really don't think any gymnast for a very, very long time has had that luxury or ability. And
wow,
it was almost like a freedom she was able to very blatantly express for every girl to come in that sport. I was really proud of her.
Yeah, that's powerful. I mean, if you really think about it from that way, I like how you just explained, that's powerful because like you said, in a world where she's felt like everybody's probably controlling her, what she thinks, what she does, how she does it, everything, for her to feel like she could stand in her own power and say, this is my decision. Mm-hmm. A lot of people aren't going to agree with it. A lot of people are going to like be upset with me for it, but mm-hmm. I'm doing this for myself, to almost prove to herself that, yeah, she does have the power and she is in control of her mind and body and still will be celebrated. And so many people did celebrate her for doing that. And, and it was so courageous. And even especially knowing, you know, so many people would say, you're an athlete, suck it up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know,
yes,
so many people, but nobody really knows what she has been through. Mm-mm. or how powerful that was for herself to do that.
Well, and I think in time we'll learn to look at, again, like you said, there are so many people who are against that and saying, you are an athlete, you are made for this, you're selected by a team, you should have, whatever. But I think in time, those people will look back and say, athletes are humans, and she actually showed that for the first time in a very long time.
Yeah.
And they'll respect her for the courageous decision she made to let someone step up and do the job.
Yeah, absolutely. That was really well said. Okay, you were in LA recently.
Yes.
Filming something. Are we allowed to know what you're filming?
I think so. It was really fun, and you have to do it.
What is it?
It's a new game show coming to the United States.
Oh,
it's
fun.
It's from the UK. It's called The Wheel.
Okay. What do you
do? It was so cool. Okay. It is very complicated, but really fun. There are six celebrities that sit in chairs, and they're basically on a wheel. It's like Wheel of Fortune meets Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And you actually like help a contestant like win money by answering trivia questions.
Oh, cool.
But like they spin the wheel of celebrities, and whoever it lands on gets to actually like help the person try to figure out what the trivia question is.
Wait, I live for Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Yes.
And the fact that it's combined, I mean, I would have to be on like Kids Week because those are the only Jeopardy questions I ever get right. But
well, it's like random categories too. It was so much fun. It was really cool.
Oh my gosh, did you feel so much pressure though to like win money for your person?
Yes. And not to like, this might be a spoiler, but one of the categories that I had to like help with was gymnastics. Oh. And I was supposed to be like the expert in it. And I didn't know the answer. I was like, I need to be fired and kicked off this set right now. I was like, I have never heard of this. Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, that's the one I would feel the most pressure is when you're supposed to know something.
Yeah.
And you don't, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was mortified. But
oh, that's so fun. Did Andrew do it with you or was it just you?
It was just me. We took like a couple trips. It was our first trip away from the babies, both of us.
Wow. Yeah.
So we did like a 3-day trip and got to see friends and kind of
catch up. That's awesome. That's a nice little date weekend then for you guys. Yeah. Not just a date night. Are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So many questions. First, how devastated were you when Sporty Spice got sent home?
I feel like every season there's always like some dramatic vote off that doesn't make any sense. And that was her.
I felt the same way. I was like, wait. She was in like my top three and 100%. Kind of wanted her to win. I was so devastated. Okay. Who do you think is going to win this season?
JoJo Siwa.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, JoJo Siwa. Yeah, that would be obviously an incredible story. I was wondering, I'm like, okay, so they have two females dancing together. Cody Rigsby is gay. Why didn't they have two males dancing together?
Yeah, I feel like hopefully going to be a new option given to the celebrities. Like, do you want to dance with same sex? Do you want to dance with opposite? Like,
what's that's preference? A good idea. Maybe they just finally opened up a door that now could be a thing in the, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because you won Dancing with the Stars. We have that in common.
Yes. A miracle.
You are a mirrorball champion. Also, you were on the All-Star season. Didn't you come in second on that?
I did.
Okay,
that's Melissa Rycroft.
Yes, Melissa, former Bachelor contestant. That is so wild. Okay, so because I think about my experience on Dancing with the Stars, doing it once, how did you mentally prepare yourself to go back and do it again the second time?
I think it was so much more fun the second time.
Oh, really?
I was in a completely different phase of life. So the first time was right after the Olympics. I was an infant. I had never danced with a boy. I had never like had a boyfriend. I had never done anything outside of gymnastics. And I felt so just out of my comfort zone.
Yes. And you're with Derek Huff, right?
The first time I was with Mark Ballas.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
And he was amazing. He was a perfect partner for me when I was that age. He was like a big brother. He held my hand the whole time and kind of like comforted me through it.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. But I think the second time I was just more comfortable in my skin. I had kind of gone through all my therapy or started. And I was just in a better place. And I was then partnered with Derek, who was very intense, but also like a brother. And I was able to truly just enjoy it more and see it more as a competition. And I think since it was All-Star, everybody who came back had the same mindset.
Yeah.
We were like more competitive, but also more supportive of each other. It was just fun. It was a really fun experience.
What is your most memorable behind the scenes Dancing with the Stars moment?
I feel like, I don't know if this was the same experience as you, but behind the scenes is like a whole new show that needs to be its own thing sometime.
1000%.
Yes. So all the people showing up maybe naked and doing pranks on each other. And I'll say this the second time around, because I was like legally of age. It never happened the first time around for me. But all like the pranks, and it's truly just a family, and they're just buffoons, all of them. And it was just so much fun.
They really are. It could be a whole other show. The behind the scenes of Dancing with the Stars. Like everyone has like funny personalities, big personalities. Yeah. It goes from like being like you feel like family, you're pulling pranks, but then like you also want to like punch each other in the face, and it's so intense, and you're like get into this relationship where you're almost like there's no romantic connection, but you're almost dating, like you're spending all this time with this person and you're fighting and you're getting along, and it's ups and downs and challenges and everything. It's so wild.
I remember with both Mark and Derek, there were times where I wanted to strangle them. I was just like, get it together. You're supposed to be the coach and I'm the coach. Yeah. What are you doing?
You're the one like disciplining them. Yeah. That's so funny. Imagine they did another All-Star. If they did another All-Star season and asked you to come back, would you do it?
Oh, 1000%. I think it's so much fun.
Oh, that would be awesome. Okay, let's put it out into the universe. I'm into that. Okay, I have some Vino questions from listeners. This person wants to remain anonymous. So they want to know advice for athletes struggling with their body.
Oh, if you're an athlete, stop worrying about your body. Mm. There's no reason. Your body is your weapon. It's your tool. So one, take away the emotional side to it and just say, how can I make my body and my tool perform its best? And then two, get help. And I don't mean that in like a dramatic way, like therapy, but nutritionists, psychologists, sports psychologists, coaches, anybody who knows your like sport better than you do is who you want to ask for help, because they can help you kind of navigate that as best as you can.
Yeah, it's always, I think it's important in life and like everything you do to have somebody that feels like a mentor.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jackie Farm 04 asks, do you think you would have met Andrew had it not been for his brother?
Okay, so this is a whole crazy coincidental. I don't think I would have met Andrew had I not retired from gymnastics. And
really?
Yeah, it was, retiring from gymnastics was this whole big thing where I had so many people pressuring me and saying, just finish it, just go to the Olympics, just muscle through, whatever.
Yeah.
That was a big like stand up moment for myself where I had to tell everybody no. Ended up going to the 2012 Olympics to watch instead of compete, where I went and watched a USA cycling event and I met Guy East and I got to talking to him and he was like, you know what? You need to meet my younger brother. So I truly think it was just all, I hate to say meant to be, but
yeah. Things are meant to be. That's, I totally believe in that. My Trishy asks, why are they remodeling another house?
So we did, we remodeled a content house for like shooting any content and podcasts and like anything in Nashville. One, it was like a really fun project that we've wanted to do. We wanted to remodel a house and sell it just for the heck of it. And then we kind of got attached to it throughout the process. And we're like, we should maybe keep this. And we have so many friends that are like influencers and we want to host events and stuff that it just kind of became something that just like a passion project.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's fun. Wait, you already sold it though?
No, we still own it. We're going to keep it.
Oh, you still own it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're not going to live there. It's just like, it's like this little house that we have and we rent it out to like podcasters and like influencers.
That's so good to know.
Yeah. If you ever need a space.
I do sometimes. Okay, good. I will call you out.
Finishing it, but it's almost there.
That's a good idea. Okay. Lexi Schaefer and also fellow Iowans asked, what does she miss about Des Moines, Iowa?
A lot. I feel like I was a different person when I lived in Des Moines, just because I've been here 12 years already.
Right.
But I just miss the people and it's where I grew up. It's every memory that I had up until I was, 18 years old. And I just miss my hometown. I miss the people.
I've been there, you know.
Yeah. You've been to Des Moines? Yeah.
We went there on The Bachelor, on the season of The Bachelor that I was on.
Yeah. With
Chris Soules.
Yeah. You didn't go to Des Moines though, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Doesn't he live in like a small town?
I mean, you could go there, but there's nowhere to stay or anything to do. No. But we went to Des Moines and another D word.
Davenport?
No.
Why you been Davenport?
Des Moines and, oh shoot, I can't remember. I went to a hockey rink and I had a skating date.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I feel like this was a lifetime ago, but Megan Chill asks, what has podcasting taught you about yourself?
Well, I mean, our podcast is all about couples and all the stuff that they go through. And I think if it's just taught me anything, it's just taught me how every single relationship in the world is different. And I love that because the world tries to tell you that relationships won't work unless they're done a certain way. And we've just been proven over and over and over again that you can make it through literally anything and you can do it your way. And that works. And I think it's beautiful.
That is. I like that too. For people who don't know your podcast, I'm sure they do, but where it's called Couple Things. Is that the sign behind you? Yeah. We've been on it. It was really fun.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
No, Brett, I usually have an off the vine sign right here. It's in my Jeep right now from
being at a different place. Stuff I'm doing like interviews.
No, you should be promoting that.
I'm kidding myself out right now. I didn't even know that.
No, it's good. It's smart. You're a businesswoman, even when you're not even realizing you are. But is that so if people want to tune in, do you think a lot of couples could take things away from that podcast?
Yeah, we've interviewed a ton of couples, a lot of celebrity couples. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed like marriage therapists, counselors. We've interviewed people who have gotten divorced, who have adopted kids, who are in just like every situation and scenario you can imagine. Yeah. We pretty much covered the bases. So
What do you think it is that makes you and Andrew work?
I would say that we both don't have another option. And I don't mean that in like a bad way, but
no, I know what you mean.
When we chose to get married. I was saying, why can I not form a sentence? We chose that day that no matter what, we would make it work. And even in our nastiest fights, we're like, you know what? There's only one way out of this, which is to figure it out. And I think it's just, that's what makes it work is we're both working for it.
Yeah, you're committed. I like that answer. Yeah. Okay. Confession time.
Yes.
What do you need to get off your chest? What do you need to tell me that's embarrassing that we can all just like come together and support you on?
There have been multiple, like, I call them pooplosions that I've conveniently not been around for. But I was around for them. Actually, the other night, my husband and I were asleep. And since it's now like man on man, we each have a baby monitor.
Yeah.
I hope he can't hear because he's in the other room. But in the middle, he keeps his baby monitor down really low.
Yeah.
And our daughter had started to like wake up and it seemed like she was on the track to like needing soothed, which means I need to go upstairs and like take care of her. And that was his monitor. And he sleeps like a rock.
Yeah.
Through anything. And I quickly woke up and I turned his monitor all the way up and like put it next to his pillow. And then I like ran and got back in bed and acted like I was asleep. And I like woke up a couple minutes later and he was pissed because he's like, because it woke him up and everything. But
yeah. It's very sneaky, but I like it.
Yeah.
You gotta get creative when you're a parent on how to get sleep. Like you have to find, even if it's like an extra 5 minutes, you're like, how do I achieve this?
Oh, 100%.
Like what's an ideal night of sleep for you? How many hours would you be like, I got a good sleep?
I mean, I cannot complain. Both my babies sleep amazing. I was very blessed that way. But I would say like a solid 8 hours would be great. I on average get probably 6 or 7, which is great.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah.
That sounds ideal actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one last little game for you. It's called gold, silver, or bronze.
Okay.
And it's really easy. You just have to tell me out of the three things I give to you, what gets gold, silver, or bronze. Okay. Pancakes, waffles, or French toast.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
This is my language. This is like my love language right there. All three of those.
Yeah. I hear you.
Fun fact. I eat pancakes every day. For breakfast for like the first 12 years of my life.
Oh, I did that with waffles every single day. Every morning, my mom would have waffles ready before school.
Yes, with mine was pancakes. I would say, okay, gold medal goes to, I'd say maybe like French toast, waffles, pancakes, just because pancakes are like more staple in my life. The French toast and the waffles are more like luxury. Yeah.
Yeah, it's luxury. Okay, that's good. Okay, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
Twitter by far is in bronze.
Yeah.
Not a tweeter. I go down a black hole on TikTok, so that's probably gold. And then Instagram is silver.
Okay, good answer. Good answer. Kevin Jonas, Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas.
Well, one of them I always forget about.
Is it Kevin?
I feel probably. Like it's
Kevin. Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
I think he's bronze.
I mean, he's still on the podium.
Yeah. Nick, gold, and Joe is silver.
Okay. Okay. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Oh, Thanksgiving definitely is gold.
Okay.
I love Thanksgiving. I love food.
I mean,
Christmas, Halloween. But I love Halloween now that I have kids. It's so much fun.
Well, I freaking loved catching up with you. And I love that we're like in the same city, but in different houses podcasting right now. But I mean, you're a busy woman. You've got it all going on, but let everyone know where they can find you, your podcast, everything that you've got going on.
A couple things on any platform that streams podcasts. YouTube, we are the East Family.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Social media, I'm Sean Johnson across the board.
Yeah. Your guys' TikToks and like everything. I don't know how you even have time to be that creative. Like I mean, I guess that's part of your job, but it is, you guys are so fun to watch as a couple and as a family. And I'm just so happy for you. And you're just so lovely.
Thank you. It's good to catch up. And congratulations. So if you want any other ways to cut money from a wedding, let me know.
I'm going to be hyper aware of the chair pads now.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Sean.
Of course. Thank you.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Alrighty, I'm no magician over here, but lately I've been feeling like one when I do my laundry because I've been using OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener and Stain Remover, and let me tell you, it really does work like magic. I've just been organizing my closet for fall and winter because I know the colder weather is coming soon, and I've definitely found a couple of items that need to be brought back to life, and that is where OxiClean White Revive comes in. Okay, so I have to explain to you why it really does seem like magic. OxiClean White Revive has 40% more whitening power than chlorine bleach per load, so without any of the negatives of chlorine bleach, so you can revive those dingy whites in time for fall, bringing them back to brilliant and bright, and it's safe on colors too. I had a white shirt that I actually thought was heading straight into the trash, but I soaked it overnight and it really did come back to life. And this is just going to be such a game changer for the next time I stain something too, which, let's face it, is inevitable. It can be a mess sometimes, okay? So work your magic with OxiClean White Revive. Visit myoxiclean.com for cleaning tips and tricks.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can. This is a podcast.
But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.